Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast. Jade, Straney, Damien, Michelle Laurie, only two of the four here today. And surprisingly, it's the two dudes that are doing all the working.
That's what's happening around here. A lot of people say, you know, the dudes don't do much, but hey, these dudes do a lot.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us. Oh. Made a soup, right? I want to find out from you, Damien. I mean, you know, you are the king of all soups, being an Irishman. Pea and ham soup, do you do that?
I do a pea and ham soup.
You do like a potato and leek?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you're a big fan of potatoes in soups, aren't you?
I feel a potato in a soup fills me up.
Well, potato is there to fill the soup, I feel. You know, it fills the
soup. To give it some texture.
It gives it body.
Yeah.
And, you know, when there's nothing else to the soup, you go, well, I've got to chuck in a potato. I made a vegetable soup at the weekend and filled it with a lot of, obviously, veggies and potatoes and whatnot. But then my wife said something strange to me. Why don't you put it all in the blender?
Oh, blend the crap out of it. I don't know about that.
I like a chunky soup.
Yeah.
I like to eat me soup.
I'm not a blender, no. I think when you're blending it, you're making it for a different audience.
Well, it turns into pumpkin soup. You know, that's blended, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have pumpkin in a vegetable soup either, because it takes over.
You wouldn't have pumpkin in any soup.
Oh.
Because it's a bloody disgrace.
Well, let me tell you. I know who would say no to that, and that's Nonna from My Kitchen Rules, man. She will absolutely go ape.
Pumpkin is not something. I never ate pumpkin in Ireland. Mm. Came over here, it's everywhere.
Do you not have pumpkin in Ireland?
We have pumpkin.
Just people don't eat it.
The pumpkin's given to the animals in the farmyard.
Why is that?
I don't know. No one ever seemed to like it. People just went, I'm not eating that. I'm going to eat turnip instead.
Oh, turnip. Hey?
Why would I eat pumpkin when I've got all this turnip?
Oh, I'm talking about a shit veggie.
Yeah, what an alternative.
Turnip.
We got turnip as our alternative.
Swedes. And parsnips.
Oh, yeah, parsnips.
Yeah, all of those are in my vegetable soup. Mm-hmm. They are the soup stock, aren't they?
What you need in your soup is the carcass of an old chicken. It's nice.
You're an idiot. Here's what happened in the show.
It's actually nice. You need to try it sometimes. Good for your health.
There they were, helping out people in the Illawarra. When did you last volunteer for something? Damien or Michelle?
I do a lot of volunteering for different, like, for hospitals and things like that. And, you know, and different organizations helping kids and songwriting and doing all that. I do a lot of that sort of stuff. But nothing that the likes of what the SES are doing right now. Nothing like this. These guys are just incredible. Mm. Really, they're amazing people, what they actually do. What about you, Michelle?
Yeah. Yeah, I usually have a volunteering gig on the go. I used to volunteer with Father Bob McGuire, who's on the telly a lot, in his food vans.
Mm.
We used to volunteer at the Gatwick that the Channel 9 bought and renovated as the Block
one year.
I was one of very small handful of people who was sad when they renovated the Gatwick as the Block, because it was an accommodation for some people who really had nowhere else to go when that, so we were sad to see that cleaned up. I know that's weird, but I didn't have time to cook. So everyone else took food. They used to cook food. I used to just buy lots of bananas and take them and hand them out to people
that's
so they had
good.
Something to eat later.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
You were the banana person.
Yeah, exactly.
I was.
There's got to be
and
one.
And in winter I took Lemsips.
Oh, nice. That's very good. Hey, a doctor has given us some alternatives to milk. He says the best is, in order, soy, oat and almond.
Oh,
if you were to have the alternative, what's your milk alternative? Hadn't thought about this.
Well, almond is delicious, but it's so full of sugar. It makes your coffee taste like milkshakes. It's the heaven, but just drink milk if you can. I mean, I understand if you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah. My alternative to milk is low-fat milk.
Yuck.
Yuck indeed.
Take that, you guys.
Like all of those low-fat cows that are just wandering around Jamboree right now going,
isn't it gross though? I know, but I watched that Billy Connolly documentary the other day and it was so funny. He said, imagine the first bloke who learned that you could milk a cow. What do you think everyone else thought he was doing?
Yes.
What did he think he was doing?
That's right.
What made him investigate?
Hey, speaking of animals, right? This is the final one. Plenty of animals at the moment stranded in the floods right across northern New South Wales. Out west, there's a lot of great farms. And, of course, here on the south coast, plenty of farms as well. When did you last rescue an animal?
Ooh. Oh, I'm always rescuing animals.
You
I
are,
have a
Michelle
cat trap.
Yes,
oh, you
are. That's right.
Yeah, I actually have a cat trap. And this lady contacted me on Facebook to say that they had these two little baby feral kittens that were living in the bins next to her cafe. And she said, will you come and catch them? And they were adorable little tiny things that someone had dumped, some a-hole who hadn't had their cat desexed. Mm. And so it had had two kittens and they just dumped them in this car park. And I had to go up and catch them, and they were beautiful. And so I caught them, put the trap out with some little food overnight, and I went in the morning, and there they were, these funny little bat-faced kittens. And we called them Marcus and Maria, and we brought them home, and we got them all vaccinated and everything and desexed, and then they got adopted.
Oh, nice work. See,
well, that's very
that's
nice.
What it's all about,
the
looking after
lady.
The animals.
I love it.
27 past 7, that's the topic train.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We know that the rain is coming down and we are being absolutely hammered. One bloke who knows all about it is, of course, the member for Kiama and, of course, Community Services Minister Gareth Ward. Gareth, good morning, mate, at the moment.
Good morning.
Rain is still tumbling down right across the Illawarra and the south coast. What is the very latest that you know about volunteers that are out and about for the SES, the RFS? They're all doing an amazing job trying to keep us all safe. What is the amount of people we have out on the roads at the moment?
Oh, well, look, right across the state, there are literally thousands of volunteers from not just our region, but literally all around New South Wales that are involved in this incident at the moment. And thank you very much to everyone that isn't at work today, that's even putting themselves at risk to make sure that people stay safe. And that's both our volunteers, but also our emergency services personnel that do an absolutely tremendous job. I'm sure the risk at this point in time is greatest in the north of our state and in around Sydney, but we know that volunteers from our area and other areas are also helping out in those locations.
And how are they coping? Because we've heard of so many calls, 800,000 calls, is that right, to the SES? I mean, they must be absolutely flat out.
They are at the moment. So it's really important that people do make calls and make reports when they need assistance. But also, if there's things that you can resolve yourselves, of course, we'd certainly encourage people to do that because they are absolutely stretched across the state.
Yeah. And you're so right. It's really important to stay home if you can so that you don't then end up taking attention away from somebody else. I mean, we don't want to end up creating dramas where they don't need to be.
Well, look, that's the other thing too. I mean, every time we have a flood event, we talk about people not driving through floodwaters. Now, people would not drive into a bushfire. Why do people feel the need that they can or should drive through floodwaters when, particularly at night, you don't know the velocity, you don't know the depth? That's really hard to judge. And you don't only put yourself at risk. You put your passengers at risk, your family at risk, but also volunteers that will inevitably have to come and save you. So can I just repeat this message that you shouldn't drive through floodwaters? My view has always been that we should actually find people that get stuck because we keep on saying this every time and people put their lives at risk. And perhaps we do need to visit whether or not there's a fine for people to try and send a strong message so that we don't see loss of life and there is actually an incentive there to do the right thing.
Mm. Yep, I agree.
Mate, we obviously are still getting up to around about 80 to 100 mils of rain today across the Illawarra. This is expected to continue. What is the Premier saying about this rain event continuing for now those in the Illawarra and South Coast?
Yeah, well, the expectations is that the rain will continue throughout the week. So it's important that if you live in a low-lying area, that you do monitor the situation. Certainly in my part of the world, Albion Park, through to places like the Shoalhaven River, we're watching very, very closely at this point. So it is important that people do stay vigilant, that they take all the necessary precautions that they need to. And, of course, if you don't have to travel, it's advisable that you do stay at home if you can. I know that's not the case for everybody, but if you can avoid travelling, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, all right. Well, Gareth Ward, always wonderful to catch up, mate. You stay safe and we'll talk again very soon.
Thanks, guys.
There we go. Gareth Ward, of course, member for Kiama and minister in the Berejiklian government as well. He looks after all of the volunteers too. So he's deployed those right across the state and we appreciate his time this morning. It really is just continuing to bucket down. If you see any hassles around your neck of the woods, give us a call. We'll pass them on as well.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Given the weekend that we've all been dealing with, it's been an insane weekend. It's continuing on throughout this week. The weather is just nuts. Everybody's up to their eyes, dealing with all sorts of frustrations. As parents, we three, we all would have experienced it over the weekend, trying to entertain our kids.
Oh my God, the boredom. I'm bored. I'm bored. Is there anything worse? And it's raining and it's everything. So the house sort of feels damp and grubby, doesn't it?
It does feel damp. You know,
we
made a major mistake over the weekend. Well, I'm saying we. I put an Eileen into this, but it wasn't really Eileen. It was my idea.
What did you do?
My OCD kicked in. Uh-huh. And when my OCD kicks in, I look around the house and I go, it's chaotic. It's chaotic. Yes. There's too many things around the place. I can't concentrate. I can't live like this.
Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling, isn't it?
It's that horrible feeling. I said, come on, guys, let's do it. It's a team. Come on, let's clean up the house.
Clean up the house?
Let's clean up the house. Let's get it all together. Let's get this show on the road. And we went hell for leather. I went hell for leather.
Yeah, how's that go?
I got no one helped me out. The kids just darted off to different bedrooms. I actually spent more time chasing after them.
I reckon that's happening. Come on, guys. Every household of the Illawarra this weekend. We did the same thing.
You've got to do one of two things. You've either got to go feral, which I can't imagine you doing, screaming.
I do. Oh, no. I
do you?
I have my moments.
Or you've got to offer cash. They're my two go-tos. I've either got
Damien's
to pay them.
Damien's so tight. Yeah. He's not offering
that
cash.
Jeez. I offer them credit for their phone. That's what I do.
I will
not renew your credit unless you do this. Well, you know, in the midst of all this chaos, you know, of going up to the rooms and saying, get down here, help me do this, do that, come on, the kitchen's a mess.
Yeah.
We had people coming over the whole lot. Then I decided to mop the floor downstairs. And as you're saying, everything's moist, everything's wet. The floor wouldn't dry. So then I had to tell them, stay in your rooms, you can't come down. No one can come down at all. Don't walk on the floors, it's just been mopped. It was a disaster. Wow. I went around the house then with paper towel on my knees.
No.
Oh, wow.
Drying the floor.
No.
There you go.
Oh, God, have you got video of this?
No, I do not.
I want video of this.
No one needs to see this footage. No one's. But yeah, in a nutshell, guys, don't do it. That's all I'm saying. Just live in the squalor. Let it happen. In weather like this, just allow it to happen. And it actually gets to a stage where it actually becomes comfortable. You know, you get comfortable in the blankets that's still on the couch. You know, just kind of go, it's actually in the shape of my body. Maybe I'll just stay here. It works. It works. Okay.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's an OCD's nightmare.
It's a good recommendation from our own Damien Leith.
That is my recommendation, and I'm stand by it.
One way or the other, it sounds like you wear yourself out. One way or the other, Damien wears himself out. Either he yells himself out, or he's so tired from getting around the floor on his knees with the paper towels on it. You know, if we go to our rooms long enough, he'll just wear himself out.
Yeah, that's right.
They know how to play me. They know how to manipulate me.
Thanks to Wollongong Master, you'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney, and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
You into musical theatre at all? Oh no!
I got your answer.
What? So you've never? You're not into like Fiddler on the Roof and? Phantom of the Opera.
Oof.
Oh,
why wouldn't you like these? These are awesome. I love a musical.
I tell you what, I love the Book of Mormon, but I know that's quite that's not really a typical musical.
When the
kids were little, I used to take them to musicals. And then I realized, I don't like musicals. And we went to the big ones. We went to what's that one with the baby lion?
The Lion King?
Yep.
The Lion King with the baby lion. Oh, yeah. Simba and the whole gang. They're all in that. Yeah.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, like the big ones. And I just went, ooh.
You're watching it going, oh, just don't sing it. Just say it, for God's sake. Just whatever you need to say, just say it.
And then we're leaving it at interval.
Yeah.
Oh,
what did you go,
but
Sam?
You went to a modern one. I think this is my mistake, because I think that's why I liked the Book of Mormon. Mm. Modern.
Mm. It is modern. I went to see an Australian musical written by an Australian composer at the weekend. Modern. It was on Friday night. I brought Jarvis and Jagger, my two sons. It's called Fangirls. And
you went to the IPAC.
I went to the IPAC.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that Jagger's the coolest person in the world, and only because I don't really know Jarvis that well. So if Jagger liked it, I would probably like it.
Jagger liked it. We all liked it. We thought it was amazing. It was an amazing show, great production. The music was incredible. Full credits to everybody involved. It was an amazing show.
All right,
interesting, I went halfway through the interval, went to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And at musicals, there's people go to them because they've got annual tickets, so they can go to all the shows. They buy tickets. And there can be quite a cross-section at a musical.
Oh, yes.
And I went into the bathroom, and there was an older fella in there. And I went to wash my hands, and he was standing beside me, and he turned around and said, "Oh, I just don't get it."
Oh.
You know, because obviously, I mean, that's...
He's probably a Lion King guy. He's the opposite of me. Yeah.
He's probably a Lion King sort of guy.
Can I say that this guy would have been more so a retirement village musical kind of guy?
I'm not going to say... I'm just saying he was an older gentleman.
Yeah,
he was an older gentleman. That's all it was.
Yeah. And Aunt Betty's playing on the piano in the corner.
Perchance.
Okay, cool.
But he turned around and then he looked at me and says, "Do you get it?" And I went, "Oh, yeah, I'm really enjoying it." And then this other guy walks in and says to the older gentleman, turns around and says, "Yeah, but you've never been a teenage girl," to this older guy. But doesn't acknowledge me in this conversation at all. He kind of gives me a nod as much as say, "But you've been a teenage girl." You know, he kind of gave me a look as much as say, "I know you.
Knows.
I know you get it, because there's a bit of a teenage girl in you."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, take it back, dude."
So he does get it, that guy. Last guy gets it.
You're a teenage girl.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.